Hey guys, how are you? Yes, it's Punch. That's right, Punch Pavle, a.k.a. Paul Montana, a.k.a. bunch of other names. Those that know me, apologize about the background noise, can't do anything about it right now. But we're going to keep on going, and we push ahead like a thoroughbred, because we are divine animals, divine creatures. We're not animals, but we do have animalistic properties, which is our tongues. As you can see, it's in a cage, surrounded by a seal. We have to be careful what we say. And I believe that that is the only thing that we need to be careful, is our mouths and what we say to one another, because these type of acts can provoke people to extents that we haven't seen in a long time. So let's all be happy and solid citizens and people that are about being better human beings today. Huh? I mean, I'm just speaking because I've seen the worst of the worst, and I've seen the worst of humanity, because I was thrown into shitholes of prisons that were broken, and nothing good comes out of that type of system. And I can say, I'm a God's witness, I came out of a broken system, and I learned that I needed to be better than I was yesterday. And as long as I can be better than yesterday, guess what? Everything's going to work out for me and for all the people that are with me. My circles are very tiny, microscopic today, because, as I said, trust was thrown out of the window, and it's not many people that I can actually trust. Those people that I called my brothers and sisters today, they are absolutely Punch approved. If I'm with them, and if they're with me, guess what? Those are good people, and I vouch for them 100%. There's nothing more to say. But I have a tremendous amount of respect and love for all the people that believe and trust in me. And this is important. This is extremely important for me, because I need this. This is my fuel, and I use this fuel that makes me continue to do all the things that I am born to do. And today, as a visual artist, I'm living my dream. I'm doing everything that I want to do in my life. Thank you for this. As I said, I'm not really, I'm not really into the, how can we talk about this? The monetizing of, you don't see that I don't promote myself. I would rather have my friends and family promote me. I'm not going to promote myself as much as I would like to, because, I don't know. I just want to paint and continue painting, and I want to allow all my managers and the people, that I deal with, the gallery owners and managers, for them to take care of all that financial end. Because, as I said, I just want to concentrate on creating amazing, dope content, and and I love to work with amazing and dope people. So I also want to go where I'm wanted. So if you want me, holler at me. I will go there. I absolutely love my life today. I absolutely love that I changed, that I'm not a criminal. The way I used to profit previously was by doing heists. Opening safes, vaults, and stealing diamonds and jewelry. And today, that's not part of my life anymore. I wake up and I don't plan heists today. I wake up and I paint, which is, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I absolutely love that you guys gave me this opportunity and chance. And thank you for this platform. I can get to say that I love all you. I love all you people that love me back and that wish me well. And that, that I love that you guys want me to continue, painting and telling my story. And that makes me happy. That makes me happy that I was able to change. If I can change, there's other people that can change too. If I can be the voice of reason, and if there's people that are lost and, they don't know how to get out, I know how to get out. I was lost once and I found the way out. So speak with me, contact me, communicate with me as best as possible. I will answer everyone. Obviously, if I see someone that's asking to communicate with me, I'll absolutely make an effort to do the same back in return, because I just want to be the best person, and every day I wake up, thanks to God that I wake up, that I'm alive and well, healthy, and this is important, that I can continue to take care of my family and my friends and the people that that want to see greatness. I totally jumped into a few projects that I'm not going to really start talking about it right now, but they're pertaining to movie business, to the movie business. And I want to do a bunch of action and horror. And I love, the double agent, the spy, like James Bond. I was always infatuated with James Bond my whole entire life. I grew up watching those movies, and they were pretty popular amongst my father's constituents, and his friends. And I used to be stuck in front of the screen, watching these movies, and at a young age, and I loved it. They didn't censor anything for me when I was a kid growing up. I was with adults, so I felt like a little adult growing up, in my world, in my bubble. But I absolutely loved to play and invent, and I was pretty creative. I was pretty creative being an only child. And, I just want to continue being creative. And it doesn't matter where I'm at. When I was in prison, every day of my life was the best day of my life. I didn't care if they had me locked up. My mind was free. I would read. I would learn. And if I could teach, I would teach. I got involved in spirituality. I got involved in theology. I did a bunch of online courses, mail by mail also, colleges and so many different types of institutions that I took on as a, I guess, challenge. And I graduated with honors, most of them. I graduated with high honors and always a student. I'm proud. I'm proud of all the achievements that I've done. Just they're not seen. These achievements are not seen. They're basically for myself and for me to enjoy. But one day I would like to make a whole bio or, put it in the book or something and list the achievements that I've done, because there's so many. And I think it's imperative for us to, to go back and give credit to where credit's due. So thank you for allowing me to have this. I'm also doing a couple of other investigations, probably going to Europe this year. Have to see my father. I have some property in Europe, in Novi Sad, that has to be resolved. Some family issues, family property. I just want people to be honest with themselves. And, my grandfather, Nikola Stanimirovich, I absolutely wish that I could meet my grandfather and see him today. But it's unfortunate that I wasn't given that chance or opportunity, because he died before I was born. And this is very sad. But he was such a great man. I found out that he was a director of a very big company that was like Google today. And back then they didn't have many companies in a communist country of Yugoslavia, and this was one of the largest companies, and he was the director of it, meaning like the CEO. And because of that, he was given an apartment in the middle of town and property. And it's just, I'm overwhelmed with this love and support that I was reached out. They reached out to me, and I did get to go to do a. I think it was like 2 years I did in. Kalovička Gymnasia. This is a gymnasium, a school, a higher end school that's, it's hard to get in, put it that way. But through my father's political connections, he got me in somehow. And I failed the first year because it was very difficult. And I did not know how to write or speak in the Cyrillic writing, which is, you guys, it's like Chinese, it's extremely hard. It's not a Latin language, and it was extremely hard for me to apprehend it at a later age in life, because I was already speaking French, Italian, Spanish, and this was kind of like a monkey wrench that I was thrown in because I was furthering my education, but somehow it got derailed. And instead of going to school in Paris or in Switzerland, back in Switzerland or in Italy, I was derailed and I was sent to Karochka Gymnasia. And this is a school where, I guess it was established by Vuk Karadzic, Branko Radičević, you know, like these big famous people, legends from our past that developed our alphabet and language. And this goes to show you, when I speak about my grandma, Jelena Kosovac Stanimirović, she was part of the force that developed the encyclopedia for the former Yugoslavia, which was extraordinary. And she was meticulous in collecting articles and news and the magazines, and she was just amazing. And I remember she had the most extensive collection of Politica magazine, which she would put in a, she would hardbind them. She would hardbind the book, the magazines, and it was an extensive collection, I remember, growing up. And she cared for it very dearly. She was extremely, very well-read, and very, very, you know, very intelligent person. And I absolutely loved her cooking, and I loved her love. And my favorite thing that she made was, check this out, they're called stuffed plums. Knedle, strudle sa knedlama, that's what it's called in our language. It's so amazing. It's like they take these plums and they coat it with like bread dough from, like the potato bread dough, like gnocchi, something like that. And then they put it with cinnamon and sugar, and it's just, wow, amazing. It's an old world recipe from Vienna, I guess. And that's where she was educated. Both my grandparents on my father's side were educated in Vienna. Just exceptional education. They have such a great, they had so many. I admire them for their skills and the way they handled themselves and the way they were in society. And before that, my great-grandfather built the church that's in Karlovac, that's in Sremski Karlovac. That's our church. And that was built by my great-grandfather. And there you go. That's the history. That's a little brief history of the Stanimirović family. But, pretty interesting. I'm going to keep on going into this as we go along. But I apologize for being so boring and talking about my past history, you know, with, about my parents and all that and my grandparents. It's just that I'm investigating a story that's going to fruitate eventually. We're finding out certain things and criterias of why certain things happened in history. And it's just important to know our past if we're going to move on, you know, if we're going to go to the future. It's imperative to know our past, where we come from, and who we are, what's, you know, our DNA. I just believe it's important. Well, for me it is. It's important for me, for my journey. Not for everyone, just for myself. So I absolutely thank everyone, and I absolutely love you guys. We just did 13 minutes of live, unedited podcast radio, and this is Punch, and you're listening to Punch Approved. Sorry for the background noise. Please continue to listen. Please continue to support me. As I said, I'm not Joe Rogan, but we're going to get there soon. I guarantee you we're going to get there soon. With your love and support, we're going to get there. So continue to listen to Punch Approved and True Crime Podcast. We're going to invite guests. That's going to be mind-blowing. You cannot miss this. This is free. Please just continue to support this any which way possible. Share it. Oh, my God. If you share it, let me know on Punch, P-U-N-C-H, N-Y-C, at iCloud. That's my email. Or just send me a direct message right here on Anchor. And please, yeah, let me know if you guys want to plug something, if you have a product or something that goes parallel with what I believe in. Give me a shout out. Let me know. Also, Grant Cardone, if you want to play a round of golf or do something, jump out of a plane or whatever it is that's going to excite you to the core, because I have some deals that I want to bring to you probably tomorrow. I'm going to dig out the deeds. And yeah, we're going to go to Grant Cardone's office. with a deed and give him a deal of a lifetime, see if he takes it, and put together a deal for you know, this is my deal for 2021. It's a much smaller deal than the ones that he's used to, but it's a very good one. And let's see what happens. This is part of the experiment that we're doing. And you guys got to check out Discovery Channel, Undercover Billionaire. And Grant Cardone is one of the protagonists of this show. And he goes through a lot of stuff. So I absolutely implore you guys to watch this show. You know, if you guys are future businessmen or moguls, future moguls, or anyone that wants to make it big in America, man, you have to see this. This is something you must watch. So watch Discovery Channel, Undercover Billionaire. You're going to see Grant Cardone. And I see him every day. He's right across the street from me. You know, him and his beautiful wife, Alina Cardone. They have a gorgeous family and absolutely love what they're doing. So I'm going to go in tomorrow with a deed in hand and see if he takes the deal. If he takes the deal, then this means that I just made a deal with Grant Cardone, billionaire, and I'm punch approved, and you guys can continue to hear this on my podcast. That's also going to blow up because I am not going small this year. I'm going big. And I'm taking chances. If you don't take chances, how are you going to succeed in things if you don't take chances? You need to take chances. And I'm going to take a chance tomorrow, and let's see what the outcome is. So you guys, let's log back in tomorrow and hear what happened. All right, guys? Thank you. Punch approved.